welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. I am super, super, super excited today about the show today. We have two phenomenal, awesome men on the show as our very, very special guests. We have Mr. Coach K. I believe Coach K is out of, I'm not quite sure, but I think it's New York. Where's 914? Yes, Coach K? Okay, well, maybe Coach K isn't on yet. Coach J, are you here?
I'm here.
Awesome, awesome.
Good morning.
Well, we do have someone. Who do we have from the 914 area code? Because I see they have their hand up.
That should be Coach K, I hope.
Okay, well, maybe.
Hello?
Coach K?
Yes.
There you are. Awesome,
Coach
awesome.
K.
Where are
How
you?
We doing?
Where's We're doing great. Where's 914?
New York is New York.
New York. So, all right, we got New York, and now we're going all the way across the waters over to Germany with Coach J. And I tell you, when I heard that Coach K and Coach J, I said, that sounds like a team to me. Well, you all get ready because you are about to go on a whirlwind with these two men. I tell you, you know, we have a lot of women out there doing motivational seminars and workshops and empowering kinds of activities. But I tell you, it's nothing like having the men standing up, empowering one another, and also it's just empowering to see, you know, not all of our men are, you know, out there just really taking advantage of people and not really pouring in to society. And you know what? I tell you, I am so glad that you're here on the show today. I want to welcome all of the guests on the switchboards and those that are in the chat room or that will come in over this next hour. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We moved to our format because some people were actually, get this, they were complaining that there wasn't enough time to, they wanted to hear more. They wanted to hear more. It's always nice when people want more, but the people want to be motivated. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Coach J and Coach K, but I just want to let you know just a little. Some of you have met Coach K here before, and he was on the show before. He comes into the chat room. He's very, very supportive of the show, and we thank God for him. But I'm going to let both people kind of introduce themselves just to take about a minute and tell you a little bit about what they do, and then I'm going to let them share with you what they have. They've actually prepared a presentation to make to you on this show today to empower you, to motivate you, to get you out of that slump, to get you unstuck, to get you moving, to get you going, to get you fired up. And like one of my leaders says, fire, I want to be fired up and jacked up sideways. I want to be running. See, when you get this kind of fire, there is nothing that the day can bring that you're not ready to just stamp it out and say, get behind me, because you got to go forward. So why don't we start with you, Coach K? Give us, you know, tell them a little bit about, because some people on the line, they don't know much about you. I know about you because I've been to your website, I've been to your radio show, but other people don't know. Tell them a little bit about you. And then you all, Coach Jay, all the way from Germany, I tell you, that's awesome. He's been living in Germany now for about 30-40 years now. Over there, he has a wealth of information and just an awesome background. But I'm going to get out the way and thank you all so much for tuning in, and be blessed.
Well,
take
good morning. Good morning. My name is Kareem, the Coach K Life Smith. Born and raised here in New York. I'm a life coach, sales coach, motivational speaker, radio host, and hip hop clown for children with special needs.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Coach J, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wow.
Or a lot. Tell us a little or a lot.
I guess you could say I am a person in the making. I've only been on the air now for, since January. If I take my, if I talk about my history very quickly, I'll go back to the military, 1964 to 74. That's a long time ago, Vietnam era. And
wow.
from that, I actually ended up in the financial planning industry for about 31 years, and that's slowly going down. So now I've been concentrated, or I should say I was led to concentrate. I used to motivate people to save money, and that changed up to motivating people to live their life to the fullest. So my career on radio started in January of this year, in actuality. So I guess you could say I'm a baby in the making when you compare me to Coach K and the experience that he has. But, you know, I always tell people when I'm learning something new, whatever you do, Coach, don't slow down. I'm right behind you, okay? So I like to I've been fortunate enough to meet a number of lovely people out here who are helping me to, I guess you would say, find the ropes. I guess that would be the proper way of saying it. And my goal is to help bless as many people as I can to understand that they were born for a purpose, that they have a life to live, and to try to live it to its fullest.
That's right. That's right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know what? That is so awesome because, you know, there are so many people who have the same calling as I do and Coach K and yourself and so many others who tune into this show each and every week. We have other coaches that tune into the show. We have people who are also being groomed and to be coaches, and some of them don't even realize it. But this is a very, it is a profession where it is a calling where you really want to help people live their best life. And to be a coach, not anybody can be a coach. And I've learned that to be a coach, you have to want to help the other person. Because when you're as a coach, then it's not about you. It's about what your client, it's about what the person who is coming to you want. And that's the value of having a coach, is that you have someone who for 100% of the time that they're with you, they're focused on your success. And that's typically not the relationship that you'll have with the average person. You know, it's going to go back and forth. People are going to talk about what they want and what you want. But when you're with your coach, it's and you're paid, and they're you know, you pay them, they're 100% focused on making you dynamic, successful, fulfilled, and happy. And that's why coaches are what they are. That's why it's a profession. That's why it's not just, oh, that's my friend, and they're coaching me. No, you need someone who understands that their job, that their goal is to focus on your success. And at the end of the day, that's what you're going to get. It's just like when I go to a tailor. At the end of the day, when I take my suit in there, at the end of the day, I want my zipper repaired. I don't want them to just tell me about how my zippers are. I want it done. And at the end of the day, when you work with a coach, whatever goals you set with that coach, you're going to reach them. It's automatic. All right? So anyway, wonderful, wonderful. Well, it's so great to have you all, and I know you all have a topic that you want to discuss today. Let's talk about it. Let's get some help for people who are still out there struggling with being successful with day-to-day. We know the economy is beating people down. Every day you hear about another murder, another death, somebody taking someone's life, or, you know, people willing to give up. But we are here to encourage and empower people. So I want to hear what you have to share on today.
Yeah, you want to start?
I'm going to start and let you take over because, like I said, you've been out there more than I have, so I'm the baby, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to start, and then I'm going to step out the way and let Uncle take over. Is that fair enough?
Get a load
yes.
of this one, Uncle. Love it.
Okay. You know, the thing when you start reading, you start studying, and I'm talking about the power that we have within us. I like to title it The Power Within, okay? God has made us unique because we have all the answers to life built within us. The problem that most of us have is finding how to bring it out of us, okay? And when you talk about coach, I'm just going to say life coach just for a second, you know, even though a person may come to us and talk to us through questioning, the answers actually come from within that person that called in for the help. So God has made us all unique. It's just that it takes someone sometime to be able to pull it out of us. Okay? And when I speak of that power that you have within you can help you to have anything that you want in life. You just have to know how to tap into it. You want to continue on that one, Coach?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Now, what I want you to understand is when you talk about a coach, when you talk about their power within, now take an example of, let's say, Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant. Now, both of these guys are, you know, Kobe is a superstar right now in his prime. Michael was the man in his day. Okay,
yeah.
But there was something that was missing from both of them. And although they knew all these moves, they can do this, 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 and that, it took that one coach to form them. So it's one of those things where you got to realize that you already know the answers, like he says. It's just that sometimes you have to bring something out of that person in order to get it. So it may be that, like Jay normally says, that third ear, that third person you're talking to. So if you hear that third person, that's that person telling you, listen, you can do it this way, but try it this way. And this is what we do. Just like in baseball, if you practice, you know, you have a batting coach who teaches you how to swing your bat. Now, you may hit 100 home runs, but how would you like to hit 200 home runs? I mean, may sound impossible, but the fact of the matter is it may just take a tweak of the elbow. And that's what we do. We just tweak that elbow just a little so you can hit a few more home runs here or there. And when you take that whole situation of understanding your power that's within you and you look at all the things that you're going through in life and you say to yourself, wait a minute, let me stop looking at the circumstances and let me see what God has to offer for me, then you're going to see a different story. I have a friend of mine that came to me the other day and said, listen, Coach, I truly appreciate what you did for me, and I did this because God sent me on this mission to help this man out. And he said, I was sitting there worrying about the circumstances until I realized what you said, that I need to trust in God more, first and foremost, and then all these things started happening. So now he's on this path where everything is falling into place for him, where he was struggling with the finances, and now he's seeing client after client after client. And this is all within 3 months. So you got to realize that you have the confidence, but you have to have that trust in God. That's your most important confidence right there.
You know, I think that a lot of people, you know, have have lost that connection, or they haven't found yet that spiritual connection. Because sometimes some folks, when you say the word spirit, they get scared and they run.
Right.
If you notice some authors, when they write books, they call it the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But when you start getting into the book itself and really reading down inside that book, basically they're teaching the same thing they used to teach you when you went to church with mom when you were about 5 or 6 years old, and they used to give
yep.
you those little cards, the little reading cards in Sunday school class, okay?
Absolutely.
And as we grow up, we forget where we came from. We forget what we learned, that there's answers out there for us. We just have to be willing to tap into them. And that tap into them is the Holy Spirit that's within inside of you. He's got all the answers for you. You just have to be able to dig deep on them. And so when they talk about that power within, you have to really go on yourself. Now, I'm going to show you a small thing, just to give an example, and I'm going to let Coach continue on this, okay? I didn't know I had it because I hadn't read the book yet, okay? But I used to go to the mall, okay? And everybody knows that if you go to a mall on Saturday afternoon, it's very hard to find a parking spot near the front door, okay? So what I used to do, and I didn't know I was doing this because I was actually feeding my inner spirit, okay? And I would say, gosh, I would love to have a parking spot right in front of the door. And I'd ride around, and the next thing I know, there'd be a parking spot. So I did it one Saturday and went back the next Saturday, and it happened again. And I started wondering. And then still I started reading on the power that we have when we ask for something. I didn't know what it was. Okay?
Right.
So basically, that's just a small example of what we can have. If I can ask for a parking spot, just to, you know, in front of the door of a mall, then I started asking myself, well, what if you ask for something larger? And that led me to go read some books concerning the power that we have within inside of us. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we do have it. We just have to learn how to tap into it. And all the things that we desire will come to be.
So true. Now think about it. What's the one thing everybody talks about they say is okay to have? Fear. They say, oh, it's okay to have fear, which is not the case. Because you have to remember, the Bible tells us you were given a spirit, you know, you wasn't given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So what's going to happen is you have to take that trust factor and make it run. Okay, once that trust factor is running, you're realizing that you can do these things. We have no problems when we go to sit down. We know that our chair is going to be there. We have no problem with that, right? We have no problem when we get up in the morning. We know we're going to walk to the bathroom just so we can take care of ourselves. We already know we have that confidence. God wants us to have that type of confidence that everything is right there. And what you said made so much sense because a lot of us have to go back to school. This is why the Bible tells us meditate on his word day and night. Because once you start slacking away from it, all those things that you remembered as a child starts pushing away. It's just like when you go through grades 1 through 12. Once you stop educating yourself, all of a sudden things just start becoming a little harder for you. So it's very important that you continue to educate yourself in this factor. So if you know what the Bible says, then you will say, okay, this is what it says. But most people will recite it, but they won't move forward because they got to a place they forgot that faith and not fear. And what they got to understand is fear tolerated is faith contaminated. So we got to be able to remember these things and always push for faith over fear. We look at our circumstances, don't look at it as all-time defeat because that's what a lot of people do. So you need to come back, say, whoa, wait a minute. I wasn't given the spirit of fear, so I'm not being defeated. I'm not looking at the circumstances. I'm looking at God first and foremost. When you can look that way and you shift everything into that format of God first and realize that he has your best at heart, you're going to be taken care of because you're going to go out there. You're going to have that power to say, listen, let me go do this. Let me go do that. One of my biggest fears when I was a kid was when I would go play basketball with the bigger kids. when I realized that I had a good enough game to go play with them, I made sure that my time of opportunity was seized. And that's what we got to do.
You know, when you spoke of fear, you just took me back to being a child. Coming from Atlantic City, New Jersey, of course, I live right on the ocean, in fact, 3 blocks from the boardwalk. And if you've ever been near the ocean and they have a lightning and thunderstorm, once you've gotten by the fear of the lightning and the thunder, it is really you can't paint this picture. It's magnificent when you watch it. And as a child, of course, I used to fear it, okay? And I had to convince myself by talking to myself as I got older that there was really nothing to be afraid of. And once I got past that word fear, then I
right.
enjoyed God's beauty. Because if you can ever see a storm over an ocean, it is really a beautiful painting, okay, that you should not pass up. So
right.
fear makes everything negative, but once you get past it and you can walk by it, wow,
amen.
Nothing is impossible to accomplish once you've gotten rid of that word fear.
Yes. Now, you know something? Here's a funny story that happened to me last year with my family. It's about 11 o'clock at night, sitting there, normal day, I'm writing a speech, getting ready for one of my shows, and all of a sudden, it rains. Well, the rain turned into sleet and snow in the middle of July. We heard the sleet hitting the window, and my cat runs into our room, which she knows is a no-no, but she was too scared to even think about anything else because it was so loud. And we got up, we just looked at each other, my wife and I, we looked at each other, and we just started praying. All of a sudden, everything just started moving away. We just got into the Word, and this is the thing, we practice the Word. So these things happen for a reason, because he says, ask and ye shall receive. He says, you have the power to command in my name. So when we commanded this storm to move, within 2 minutes, this storm was getting out of our part of the area. And lo and behold, brand new SUV sitting outside, not even 2 months old, not a scratch on it. Whereas
wow.
there were other cars that had tree limbs, big tree limbs inside of them. One had a tree on top of his car. And, I mean, it was like, are you kidding me? There was a big old tree in someone's house and everything. And it's like, this is the power of God. We were not scratched. We were not fazed, but we knew. Once we started getting into the Word right then and there, we started speaking the Word over this whole circumstance. Everything just came into place, and it was just like, bye-bye. Now, mind you, you heard people screaming. You heard people running. We didn't panic. I have to say, we got to a place where we're so comfortable that when it comes to God, we know to just call on Him. We know right then and there, Father God, this is the bottom line. We command this storm. We command that. Whatever it is, you have the power. Like you said, the power is within you. And if you don't realize, the power is that tongue of yours. You talk about the sweet taste. You talk about the bitter taste. Well, you're going to have both of those in life. But the fact of the matter is, that sweet name of Jesus, once you say it, it's going to come to pass. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is ask.
What I would ask people to do is to actually go back and take the time and sit back and think about things that have happened to them in the past, both bad and both good, and then think about what they said before it happened. You know, you started on, I just wanted to continue on a second, we can speak what we want into existence, either positive or negative.
Amen.
It's all within our belief factor. Okay, so a person has to be very, very careful as to the words that they let out of their mouth. Okay, now, of course, here we're talking about success in your business, success on your job. If that's what you speak and that's what you believe in and you meditate on, it will come to pass.
Yes.
Most of us give up. Because it's not instant.
That's a no-go right there. let me say this to you, Jay, and that's and why I say this is a no-go that people should not do is give up. Jesus Christ. Now, mind you, he knew his calling and everything, but here's the deal. When did he say he was ready? He said he was ready at the age of 30. He said, now is my time, at the age of 30. Most people give up within a year. Here's a man that knew what he was about to go through. He knew his time was coming at the age of 30, and at the age of 33, he was going to go through what he went through to sacrifice his life for us. Most people give up in a year. Don't give up. Some of you are going to go through some heartaches. Listen, I was homeless, okay? I was homeless to living in this beautiful house that I have now. You got to realize that you have the power to change your existence. When I was complaining and doing the wrong things, it wasn't happening for me. But when I realized that, man, God is the truth, and I have what it takes to be who I can be, I started running with this vision. Once I started running with this vision, I started seeing things happening for me that were for the better. And I want you to realize something. It took me close to 20 years to become the person I am as a sales coach, life coach. But the fact of the matter is, I realized that over time, each and every day of my life, something new is going to happen. And each and every day, I'm going to learn something new. And I always state, the day you stop learning is the day you die. So I take the fact of the matter is, all the things that I learned, I take them with me. I keep notes. I follow over, you know, I go over things because you're going to find something. You're not perfect. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to have those mistakes. Learn from them. As they say, what doesn't kill you will only make you stronger. And that's true if you apply the principles of realizing your mistakes and learning from them.
Now, let me say this because you said something that led me to a thought. Most of us do not understand the power that we are born with, the power that we become, or that, how do I say this, that we come equipped with. Okay? Now, we learned in church, ask and thou shalt receive, and I believe somewhere from childhood to adulthood, it got lost. It went out the window. You know, I can look back and I can say that now because I'm 63, and I look at some of the successes and failures that I had in life. And do you know, I used to take my successes as understood that it was just supposed to be. You know, I had forgot my church teachings as a child. Okay, and this is. Once we understand the power of the tongue, the power of our words, what we speak into existence, it will happen. And I don't mean that you say it right now and it happens tomorrow, but once you let it out of your mouth, it is going to happen. You can't stop it.
Yes. And that's another reason. Yes, and that's another reason. I'm going to say this once you finish, but that's another reason we need to take these figure of speeches like, oh, that's going to be the death and life of me, things like that, and stop doing it. Oh, this is killing me. No, you got to understand something. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Amen.
You shall eat that fruit thereof. That's why there's the bitter taste, and that's why there's the sweet taste.
And I'm going to say this to the listeners out there. Anything that you place in your heart that you wish to become, that you want to do, I don't care what business it is, okay? If it's something that you truly, truly believe in and you ask for it, okay, it will happen. It's going to happen. So you have to be very careful what you ask for, okay?
Oh,
it's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind about that. That it's not going to come into existence. Because when you speak it, you're speaking it into existence. Now, it may take time for it to appear.
Yep.
Okay, it's not going to appear as fast as you want it to, but the answers will come. Now, I'm gonna give a good example of that, just in myself. Okay, because of course, anytime you start a new project, meaning I'm going from one career to another, you don't know anything about that career. Okay,
right.
Now just within the last week, I've been asked to become part of two different radio stations. Okay.
Okay.
And it was like, I didn't ask. How do I say this? That's not the direction I was looking to go, but at the same time, it was a tool to get my word out. So it's like, wow, this stuff is powerful. If you can just get people to believe in their self and the spirit that's deep inside them, to bring it to light, that whatever you want to be, you will definitely become.
Amen.
If that's what you, if I don't care if you're saying, I want to be a pilot, and you know nothing about airplanes, you keep asking about being a pilot, things will be laid in your path that you won't know where they're coming from that will help you to accomplish that goal.
Amen.
Now, so when you ask for something, you have to be darn sure that's what you want. That's what you really want.
Absolutely. Now, let me give you an example. Now, you hear this all the time. People will pray to God, I want $1 million. Well, you have to be specific about that $1 million that you want, that you pray to God for. You ask him for that $1 million, okay? Because what happens is you don't even realize God will give you that $1 million, but he may give it to you in installments. So you may say, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you right now for $1 million. Well, you might get that $1 million over a period of 20 years. $50,000 a year.
Right.
Why? Because you wasn't specific. You have to be specific. Because he has a covenant with you through Abraham. Okay? Through the seed of Abraham, he has a covenant with you. And if you understand the word covenant, you know that covenant means promise. So no matter what you ask for, he has no choice but to give it to you. So you got to realize this, and people can sit there and say prayer does not work. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Prayer works if you work it. So run with that. Okay?
That's good. You know, you all are just blowing this line up today with these awesome, awesome insights and truths and facts and very, very powerful secrets that no wonder they called it the secret. Well, we know the real secret is that we have that power within. But I just want to let everyone know who is just tuning in to the show, stay tuned. We'll be here for another 27 minutes or so, well, probably about 25 minutes or so, because we moved to an hour format. Like I said before, that's what the audience wanted. They wanted more. So I just wanted to let everybody know you are listening. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Coach K, Coach Kareem Smith, and Coach J Early, who is actually all the way over in Germany. These are two phenomenal men who have powerful, powerful experiences. And, yes, they are men. And, yes, God made them men on purpose, just like I know God made me a woman on purpose. So I'm not going to say, well, they're just people. No, he made male and he made female for a reason. So anyway, back to you two. I just wanted to let everyone know, take that little break and let you know. Then we'll come back at the end of the show and get you caught up on some of the wonderful seminars and conferences that are going to be happening possibly in your area and have some more giveaways. So take it away again, Coach J and Coach K.
Coach K, you want to continue on that?
Sure, we can do that. I want you to do this. I want you to take this moment right now, and I really want you to find something in you right now, that one little thing you want so badly. I want to see where your heart is at right now. And the reason why I say that is because when you really want something, you go out there and get it. Now, what I notice is here in New York City, when you get on a bus, there can be nobody around when the bus has not shown. But as soon as the bus comes, there's 15, 20 people all vying to get on the bus for a seat. So when you want something that bad, just imagine, if you want a seat that bad, what do you want out of life that bad? Are you willing to go out there and say, it's mine for the taking? Am I going to go out there and get it? Now, understand, there's a word called diligence. And you know what? Diligence is the word that guarantees prosperity, mentally, physically, and financially. So I want you to really take this time right now to ask yourself, what do I want? And then when you figure out what you want, I want you to write it down, okay? Then I want you to start setting your goal and run with that vision. Make it plain for everyone to understand. And don't get me wrong, you're going to see your naysayers. I promise you, you're going to see your naysayers because I heard them all. Oh, you should get your own job, yada, 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 this, and that. Well, right around the time all this was going on, the quote-unquote recession was going on. But the fact of the matter is my passion and my heart was to go into business for myself. So while everybody was being laid off, I was prospering because I trusted God. So I ask you right now, what do you want out of life?
And let me add to that, and you have to be very careful what you ask for, okay? Because if you ask for something that's good, you're going to get it. You ask for something bad, you're going to get it. A lot of people do not understand what they speak out of their mouth actually comes into existence. When you put it out there, how's it go? It doesn't come back void. It will come back at you. So you have to be very
careful what
you ask for. Okay, I'm gonna give you an example, and I'm sure everybody can understand this. I've been married now for 42 years, and I should ask my wife if I don't get wrong. Okay, now when I met my wife, I was not first on her list. If you listen to her, she'll tell you she couldn't stand me. Okay, now I kept asking. 6 months later, okay, we finally, became a couple, and now it's been 40 plus years. Okay.
Rapidly.
It does work. Okay, it does work. I could give you many examples. I can tell you this, I used to take my successes as just understood and not knowing, and I was raised in the church, okay, so I had to go back and learn also. I used to take my successes. When a person couldn't achieve the amount of sales that I could achieve, I would, ask, what's wrong with them? This is not hard. It was not hard because it was what I asked for. This is what I wanted to do.
Wow.
Run back in history very quickly. I know my first business was a clothing store, okay? Out of 40-some franchises that were opened up, okay, I was in the top five. Went from that to a car dealership, a used car dealership, same thing. Got into the insurance industry. I was getting so many trophies, okay, that I got to a point where I would put them in boxes. I didn't understand, I couldn't see why a guy was having a hard time because the only thing I would do is go out and speak the truth. And ignore the truth. It was automatic.
This is awesome.
There you
go. But then in learning from my pastor, I understood later what I was really doing. I was speaking these things into existence.
My Lord.
So if a person is listening and you're having a hard time in your profession, if that's the profession that you really want, that you really truly want to achieve at, you only have to ask for it and start believing that it's done. Now, don't forget what the Bible says. Of course, you meditate on it day and night. Okay.
Yes.
Now, remember what it says. Meditate on it day and night. Okay, but once you ask for it, okay, and you start to speak on it, you're actually speaking into existence, and you can't stop it from happening. So please be careful as to what you ask for.
Exactly. Now, understand, you don't even, and I'm not saying don't be a believer in God, but the fact of the matter is there are a lot of successful businessmen and women that are non-believers because they understand the principles.
Right.
Okay.
Coach, I just have to interject right there, Coach K, because I said the exact same thing yesterday to my sister that has the dry cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio. Almost verbatim as if you were on the phone with us, and I know you are not, but the same thing, that you do not even have, this is a principle and the laws that God has put into place, they work for anyone, regardless. But anyway, go ahead. That's awesome. And also, I just want to say welcome. Also, are you still there?
Yes, we're still here.
I'm still here.
We also have Mr. Versie Walker on the line, but just also want to say welcome to him also welcoming him to be tuning in. But go ahead.
Okay, so it's like I said, it's the principles. Because here's the thing. What happens when you give? You receive, right?
Yes.
You give something.
Right.
But see, the only way you're really going to get, the only way you're going to receive is you have to do it out of your heart. Unless you decide this is, what about me? Like he said, like the Bible tells us, you can do stuff from your heart, or if you can just sit there and complain about it, then you already got what you want because you asked, what about me? So it's one of those things where you got to understand. These are the principles. They talk about karma, which is Karma Sutra, which is basically the form of Buddhism. It's the same principle. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shaking together, and run it over. It's the same principle. What you do is what you're going to get in return. If you hit someone, eventually it's going to come back to you. It may not come back to you right away, but it may come back to you at a later date. You have to realize and understand something. There are corporations out there that are non-believers, but they understand the principles. So what they'll do is they'll give back to charity. Not so necessarily tithing, but they'll give back to charity. You know, they'll give to charity all day. What is charity? Love. It means you're giving a love offering. So when we talk about charity, we got to understand we're giving love. So anytime you see things like the AIDS walk and stuff like that, that's love right there. That's a love offering. That's not just, okay, I'm just giving back. That's you giving your heart. That's you giving your soul. That's you giving that love right there. That's what God wants us to do. So what's going to happen is you're going to see it come back to you. And any principle that you're dealing with right now as far as your business, what you put in is what you're going to get out, as they always say. So if you're going out there and you're working on your business, and yes, if you're doing a 9-to-5, and I encourage all that you still have to eat. Till your dreams become a reality, you still have to eat. So keep working at 9-to-5, but you also got to realize your love, your charity towards your dreams will prosper because you're going to put that time, you're going to put that effort in. A friend of mine took the whole New Year's Eve, the whole Christmas week and everything all the way past New Year's, did not celebrate a bit, studied this test, and today he is one of the most successful life insurance businessmen in America today because he put in and he got out. He put in and he got out. You got to do that. Don't expect everything to be peaches and cream. It's not going to be that way. There's no fairy tale. I don't care how much money you make. You still got to remember, you got to put God first. Keep him first. Then on top of that, you still have to work. Your prosperity does not come with laziness. It comes with diligence.
Very well spoken. I couldn't have said it better. You know, I guess we're taught as kids what you put in and you'll get back out. You know, and you know, sometimes I think some folks are scared of the spiritual side of this.
Right.
Okay, they just say, well, yeah, I just want to go to work and I want to get my money. Okay, but you have dreams. All of us come with dreams instilled within us. You know, and
so
you're
true.
Entitled to have your dreams. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been born. Okay, because, you know, if you take reality, you being born proves that you're a winner. Now that you're here, you just have to, make it a reality, okay? Because you have to think of the race that you won to be born.
Yes.
And I think, Coach, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know the story of the egg, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. So first of all of us that are here listening and talking right now, we're all great swimmers, okay? All right, we're all great swimmers. Now, the shame is that we're here and we don't do anything with all the power that we have within us because the only thing you have to do is call it forward. If you call it forward, and you believe in it, it will come to pass, especially when you speak it into existence.
Yep.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about you speak it, and then you go get you some chips, and you sit there in front of the TV
24-24. Oh, no. Oh, no.
They don't work, right?
No. Whoa, no.
For every action, there's a reaction. If you do nothing, you get nothing.
So true. Oh, true. I tell you.
You know what's unique about the two of us talking is that from the life insurance industry side, I think we both share that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we both know it's not easy, or it wasn't easy, right?
Oh, no, certainly wasn't.
Okay. But, you know, the thing I used to tell people, guys that I talked with, one time I was with a crew over here as large as 120-some strong, and this was funny. I have to tell the story because it'll prove a point. Our big bosses used to send recruiters back all across America. They'd bring people over here. They passed the test, and they had all these licenses. And some of them would make it, and some of them would fail. And they couldn't understand why they kept, you know, wasting their money.
Hmm.
And it's my opinion, when I sat back and I analyzed the people who were succeeding and the ones that were not, it had to do with their belief factor in the job that they were doing. Some of those that were recruited were just doing it for the money. Well, let me tell you this about the life insurance business. When someone is killed and they die, and you have to go by, or their wife gives you a call and asks you to come over because her husband just passed away, okay, it is not just a dollar that you just earned. This is a real person with a real problem.
Yes.
So if someone's listening and you happen to be in that industry, I guarantee you when you take your job serious, the rewards will come because people need your help. There are a lot of women that are out there in poverty because the husband didn't take care of his business.
Exactly.
I don't mean to make a life insurance pitch, but it's reality. Okay, if you got a family and if you're not putting that umbrella of protection over your family, then we need to have a talk after this radio show.
Well, we have a hand up in the chat room, on the switchboard, so I just want to take that caller
and get
a comment or question. Welcome, area code 773.
Yes, hi, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Coach Lalisa,
good morning,
Coach Jay, Coach Jay. This is Virtue Walker. How's it going?
Mr. Walker, welcome. It's going great for me, and I hope it's going great for everyone else.
It sounds like it. I truly appreciate these gentlemen today being on the line and actually sharing and communicating these belief systems as well as principles. And just want to actually touch on your comment, Coach Lalisa, and when you stated about your comment to your sister that these principles work regardless of you being a believer or not. And I have never truly saw or interacted with a non-believer because the moment things are not going right in their life, they call on Jesus.
The moment things
are going great, they call on the Lord. So I haven't found a true non-believer. They just
that's
may
so
not practice.
That's so true. I had a, you know, you're so right about that. Just a short story. I had a woman who was a professed atheist. She made it clear to me that that's what she was all her life and that's what she would ever be. Well, one day she took a trip to a faraway country. She lives here in America. She went somewhere where it was like, you know, like 100, almost 100 below zero. It was so cold that she had to go. It was so cold that she went outside to get warm. And she said that it was so cold that she actually, you know, called on Lord, do something. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They comes down to death, they know who to call. Right?
Can I give you, one on that?
Okay. Yes, but you know,
this one really hit home. I was on an airplane flying from Germany to the United States, and somewhere along the path we hit an air pocket. But we hit an air pocket that there was such a downward pull that, and they happened to be serving meals when this happened. Okay, that the stewardess, they flew through the air. Really a bad drop. We really dropped. Do you know the one word you heard going throughout the plane, okay, in chorus? You heard one name, Jesus.
I know that.
It was in harmony.
The first word.
Did you know what that plane did? It stopped. It just suddenly just like,
whoosh,
it
wow.
Just,
it was two or more in his name. Because
his name has,
his
I'm
name.
Telling you, it was a chorus going on. One,
but you
wow.
have to understand that. It's the whole fact of the matter is that you call out that name, he says, I will answer right there, especially in that time of need. And this, in regards, if you call yourself an atheist or whatever, as soon as you say Jesus, who comes?
That name has
that power. That is, that's why it's the sweetest name I know. It's
Amen.
That powerful.
I agree.
Well, wait a minute, you guys.
Let me say this for the people who are out there who are in business and who are attempting to be successful if you're not there already. Your belief factor is going to help you a whole lot. You've got answers inside of you, you know, that if you ask, if they're not coming out of you, people will be put in front of you to answer those questions for you that will help you to be successful in your business. Okay? But you have the power to be successful in your business, whatever business that you choose. Now, let me say this also. Whatever business that you choose, make sure that you give it thought. Because remember, once you ask for it, that's what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people get into business and they give up. They give up too quick. There's some companies that ask people, when you come on board, please wait 12 months. Or if you try to make a 12-month commitment, you know, I said do your research. And once you've done your research, okay, and you've placed it on the platter, you've actually asked for it. And you say, I'm talking about to the Father. You say, this is what I want to do. That you have to give it time to develop, and you definitely have to meditate on it day and night, and it will come into existence, and it will prosper. But you can't expect instant soup.
Right. When it comes Coach. This is Versie Walker again. I agree with that emphatically, and you're talking to another insurance agent as well as a financial advisor, and I remember those nights, you know, knocking on the door, standing in the hallways, sitting on these people's chairs and trying to make a sell. And it's oftentimes many of us don't realize how we're thinking. We're saying one thing in front of people or to the universe, but our subconscious, for some reason, seems to kick in, and it becomes our defeatist factor. And I definitely want, you know, in this next short time, and I'm going to get off the line and let you guys continue because it's a great topic, but definitely maybe talk to the people on how to change their way of thinking. And that means all the way to the core, because a lot of us have these inhibitions and these superstitions that have been passed down generationally, and we don't know how to clear that out to let these principles resonate, to let these thoughts come to pass, to make our life the vision that we have for ourselves. And you're right, we give up because we're part of a microwave age. If it doesn't, you know, microwave in 3 minutes and come out correctly, we just toss it out. There is not the 1900s, 1950, I'm going to march for, you know, 8 days or 36 months if it takes to make this thing change in my life. We're just so quick to respond and be reactive as opposed to going back and analyze. So, if, you know, that was just my thought and my takeaway. I agree with everything that's being said. We just now have to help people or ourselves change our consciousness or our subconscious to help those things come to visible manifestation.
Well, I tell you what, now that's a mouthful right there, and this is some good stuff. So you know what? It sounds like, because, you know, we only have a few minutes left to the show. There's only 6 minutes left, and there is, once we start talking about changing your subconscious mind, dealing with what's on your conscious mind, what you are thinking about, oh, my goodness, we could be here all day. And I tell you, see, here we went to an hour thinking we had more time, but that wasn't even enough time. But
no.
But I am going to, you, it's amazing. I am going to invite Coach K and Coach J. You all seem to be a phenomenal team. And I can't believe, I'm thinking you all been knowing each other for the past 20 years or so. But
we just met last month.
I cannot believe you just met last month. You talk amongst yourselves. If you all been going on the road for years doing a workshop on this, dealing with the power within. And if you haven't, maybe you need to start. But don't leave me out because I got something to say too.
Can I give you an answer real quick?
Sure.
That's God. Verse God. Okay, if you have
Amen
two believers to get together on the same subject, okay, I mean, I prayed before the show, okay, that the right words come out, and they will flow out. You can't stop them from coming out. So if you got two believers, now you're talking about three at least that are on the line right now. Four, one just got off, okay. It's impossible not to have an awesome show with a great subject. I've enjoyed myself.
Well, I've had a great, and I can't thank you all enough, and I was just going to say I want to invite you all back, next Tuesday, and we do it all over again, and we continue this discussion, even go deeper, and you all can connect, you know, offline. You have Mr. Versie Walker's number, and, you know, he's typically our Wednesday morning motivator, and he comes on each Wednesday morning, but we're not going to be doing the show tomorrow, so Mr. Walker, I will be traveling, and it's just not possible for me to work the switchboards from my car. I don't have the technology set up quite like that yet, but so there won't be a show tomorrow, Wednesday, but there will be a show on Thursday, and we'll have Mr. Versi Walker on Thursday, where normally he's on Wednesday. But
always good stuff with him. Always.
Absolutely powerful stuff. He's awesome, awesome. His book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, powerful, powerful book. He has an awesome presentation, and we just have some wonderful things. So we just need to keep this going. People are going to be tuning in every day looking for just what you're talking about, Coach J, Coach K, and Mr. Walker. When you say that people, you know, they want to know what are the steps, how do I get to that subconscious level? How do I get to that place where I know that I cannot say but what I want to show up in my life? So I'm not going to keep saying this makes me sick, because then you end up sick, you wonder why. You think something's wrong with you. You called sickness into your life.
You sure did.
You know, you could call a bad marriage in your life.
Yeah.
You can say, this person makes me mad. This person makes me sick. I can't stand him. I can't stand her. And guess what? To do things that you just can't stand, and then you don't know how it happened. So we really have, that's a serious topic. We're going to definitely go more into that. And tomorrow, everybody have a very, very, I can't thank again you all enough for the show, for being on, but we're going to close out.
Thank
I also
you for having us.
Thank you.
No,
enjoy
being
it.
Here.
Really
Coach
did enjoy
K,
it.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, you all are awesome. Coach K, I know you got a serious schedule. Several shows, the stuff that you're doing with the youth and all the empowerment things that you're doing up there in New York, and Coach J all the way over in Germany and holding it down, dealing with the military and working and doing all the stuff that you do there, and Mr. Versi Walker, publisher, author, speaker. He's also on several other radio shows, and everybody is busy. So I thank all of the listeners who get up morning after morning, faithfully tuning into the show to support, to learn, to grow. Thank you to Ms. Hope Harper in Cincinnati, Ohio, who owns a dry cleaners there, who needs this, y'all. She needs to listen to this show every day. So I don't take it lightly that you all are coming on the show pouring out. And I want you to know, and Ms. Alicia down in South Jersey, she needs this. She has a business, brand new business, that she is starting. There are people on here, Miss Patricia Martin. There are people who call in, Miss Z, Miss Anjanette. There are people on this show. These are just names I know. Some people are new. I'm just meeting Miss Glow Chess and some others in the chat room. I'm just meeting them. But I know there are people on this call who I show. And so I just thank you all so much. And that's all we have time for today. It's been great. It's been real. Keep on moving on up. And we will be back, not tomorrow, Wednesday, but we'll be back on Thursday with Mr. Versi M. Walker. Well, Mr. Versi L. Walker, this has been Coach Alisa. Have a powerful day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Alisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Alisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.